Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Much love to everybody tuned in all over North America, people locked in all over the world. Thank you. There is no show without you. And this is where we'll be. If you're going to hang out with me, I'll be here for 2 more hours, okay? Consider it halftime of the show. Consider it to be the start of the third quarter. The show gets going, time-wise, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. So thank you to all my folks on the East Coast. Thank you to all my folks on the West Coast. Thank you to everybody in between. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You get all 4 hours. You hit pause. You hit rewind. If you call me and want to hear what you sound like on the radio, that's how you listen back. Not by talking to me and listening to the radio at the same time. That'll get you hung up on. It's terrible. Anyway, you can always listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you to everybody carrying the show live. And much love to all the producers and all the markets all over the country who are broadcasting the show. I appreciate you too. You might be eating dinner right now. You're doing a crossword puzzle. You scrolling through Instagram. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm glad that you're helping to hold things down. Much love to you as well, all the unsung heroes in studios all over the country. Hey, shout-outs to everybody on SiriusXM Channel 158. I know there's somebody on 6th Avenue 2 holding things down out there and as well. Everybody listening on a smart speaker, all you got to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy day, busy evening, busy everything. We got more colleges who want to jump ship. FSU, Florida State, all my friends in Tallahassee, they're like, well, damn it, we might have to leave the ACC because the ACC can't pay us enough money. We got the Big Ten trying to pilfer and take more schools, trying to add Oregon, Washington, Cal, and Stanford from the Pac-12, like USC and UCLA didn't already leave. We talked about that. Right before we went to break, we talked about Vince McMahon. A federal subpoena? They want to know, hey, man, you were moving money around in a publicly traded company to pay hush money to women? Wow, okay. It sounds illegal to me, but what do I know? I'm not a lawyer. We talked about Iowa and Iowa State, their gambling issues. The New York Yankees beat Tampa Bay tonight 7-2, but they lost a dude who just threw a perfect game a couple of weeks ago in Domingo Germán. Domingo Germán had to go into a facility for alcoholism. And good luck to him in his recovery. Hey, good luck to Liam Hendricks. Just came back from cancer and now has to have Tommy John surgery. So good luck to him as well. I'm sure Tommy John doesn't hold a candle to what he had to deal with with his cancer diagnosis. So good luck to him and Domingo Herman. Hanging out with super producer and host Dave Shepard in New York. Me, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. And every single Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. Tonight will be no different. You should probably know this by now. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a Hall of Fame game in the NFL. New York Jets, Cleveland Browns, Canton, Ohio. This upcoming Saturday, we actually have the Hall of Fame induction going down this week, Saturday, Canton, Ohio. And so when you take a look at the individuals who will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, we got nine folks going in. Nine names. Rondé Barber, brother of Tiki, is going in. Mr. Air Coryell, Don Coryell, going in. Helped change the game, throwing that ball, slinging it all over the damn place. Joe Klecko, New York Sack Exchange, he's going in. Hey, Darrell Revis, Revis Island, is going in. We got a Dallas Cowboy knocking everybody out. Chuck Howley is going in. Ken Riley going in. Joe Thomas going in, speaking of the Browns. Zach Thomas, it took him quite some time to get in. Linebacker going in. DeMarcus Ware, Cowboy, Bronco going in. Not easy to get into the Hall of Fame, right? You gotta be the best of the best of the best of the best. And so, knowing that the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow, knowing that the induction ceremony will take place on Saturday, I wanted to give a top six list tonight and talk about some active NFL players who, when they hang them up, there are no ands, ifs, or buts as to whether or not they're going into the Hall of Fame. These are active players, the top six active players, who are Hall of Fame locks. And so let's not waste any time. I'm not trying to push them into an early retirement. Some of them will be there sooner than later. Some of them not so much. But it's a top six list. Active players definitely going into the Hall of Fame. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for a new top six list. What I do every Wednesday night, it's a Thursday morning. It's the top six list of active NFL players who are definitely going to the Hall of Fame. And so let's not waste any time here. We count down. It's a top six. So what's the number?
Number six.
This guy's going in. All my folks here in Atlanta, they know who he is. No, it's not Matt Ryan. Sorry. It's the guy who was on the receiving end of passes for Matt Ryan. It's Julio Jones. Yeah, he might be closer to the end than he is. Well, he definitely is closer to the end. It might be his end unless a team picks him up at some point. Julio Jones, he's 34 years old. Seven-time Pro Bowler. Time flies when you're having fun, or time flies when you're just snatching everything out the air. Sixth pick out of Alabama in 2011. Twice led the NFL in receiving yards. Part of the all-decade team. Leads active players when it comes down to yards. Three 1,500-yard seasons, only behind some guy named Jerry Rice. He's a beast. There isn't anything that Julio Jones could not do. There isn't anything. I know he's older, dealing with them injuries. There really wasn't anything that he couldn't do. He was big as hell. He was fast as hell. He ran every route. He was amazing. Don't take my word for it. Hey, take the word from some guy named Jerry Rice. This is what he said about Julio on ESPN.
Number one is Julio Jones.
Really?
Julio Jones has everything. I mean, he's big. He's fast. The way he can come out of his routes, you know, he can make catches. He can run by you. He can do it all.
That's one Hall of Famer, considered to be the greatest wide receiver of all time. How about we hear from another Hall of Famer? How about Chris Carter? What are his thoughts on Julio Jones? This is what he had to tell Fox.
Julio Jones is the best wide receiver in the NFL. If I'm starting a team and you tell me I can pick one wide receiver, that's who I'm picking. Not only because of his size, not only because he's 6'3", 220, not because he runs a 4'3", not because he runs precise routes, not because he can play every wide receiver position, but because he's not a diva wide receiver. He comes from Alabama. He's a regular football player. He loves to practice. He loves the game.
Yeah, Julio Jones here in Atlanta, that man didn't say nothing. He just balled. He didn't complain. He didn't ask for touchdowns. People would say, oh, he didn't have enough scores, man, because he's out there blocking and he never complained. All these diva wide receivers complaining, saying they're the best and they need the ball. That man just played. Never said a damn word. And you know what? His career might be over. He might be in a Hall of Fame sooner than later. You got to be retired for 5 years. And if he doesn't play this year, man, you might as well get the bust ready. Julio Jones, number six, top six NFL players, active players, going into the Hall of Fame. See how much longer Julio will be active. Hey, what's the next number after six?
Number five.
This guy's active as well. It's crazy to think about how old he actually is and how old he will be turning. At number five, Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is building himself a case, and I know this is tough because I personally like Tony Gonzalez, and I go, well, damn, Tony was amazing. Best tight end. Travis Kelce, he might catch him when it comes down to all-time yardage for a tight end. Travis Kelce just went over 10,000 yards this past season. Tony Gonzalez sitting there at 15,000. Oh, it's tough to reach. Travis Kelce doesn't miss games. Almost every year, Travis Kelce is out there giving you 17, 16 games, 15 games. It's amazing, and he turns 34 in October. Travis Kelce just shows up. He's so youthful. He's always present. 8-time Pro Bowler, 2-time Super Bowl champ. It doesn't hurt to play with one of the best quarterbacks of all time in Patrick Mahomes. And speaking of Mahomes, he was on First Things First. And he gave mad love to Travis Kelce.
People see that mentality that he has and how funny he is and how he's able to be around everyone and be the most liked guy in the room, but people don't see how hard that man works. And it makes it easy for me whenever the hardest working guy on the team is the Hall of Fame, one of the best, if not the best, tight end of all time. So whenever I want to tell other guys, hey, you need to finish your route or you need to finish running upfield, all I have to do is point to 87 because I know he's doing it the right way and he can be that leader for me.
Yeah, Travis Kelce was just smacking one of his teammates in the head the other day. He said, I need to do better. And so there's always room to learn. Even when you turn 34 in October, crazy to think Travis Kelce is going to be 34. He's so youthful. And he always plays. Never gives you a reason to think about him being old. Let's keep it moving. We're thinking about the top six active players going into the Hall of Fame. What's the next number?
Number four.
Oh, he could quit tomorrow. And they probably got his bust ready. Probably has little glasses on it. Maybe a cowboy hat. It's Von Miller. I know he just signed that deal with the Buffalo Bills. He ain't going anywhere. They said, hey, 6-year deal, 120. Now, I'd be damned if he completes this deal. We know he also just blew out his knee. He's going to be trying to come back sooner than later. Look, Von Miller, Super Bowl here, Broncos. Super Bowl here, Rams. If this man gets another Super Bowl, then it's just a little mark because he's going into the Hall of Fame already. Just goes out there and gets to the QB. That's Von Miller, man. And Mike Tomlin. Everybody appreciates him. Mike Tomlin's had to coach against the guy. The one time he coached him was in the Pro Bowl a couple of seasons ago. And Mike Tomlin said that Von Miller, he's just like a scientist out there. Listen to this.
Talk about his talents often, but this guy's a scientist. He works at his craft. He encourages, trains others to do so that are like him. That Edge Rush Summit and things that he's a critical component of, I got a lot of respect for. I spent a week with him in Orlando when we coached the Pro Bowl, and just to see the professional and scientific approach that he takes to his craft, even in a setting like that. That guy was the reason we won that Pro Bowl game. You know, I know we don't spend a lot of time talking about the outcomes of Pro Bowl games, but, man, Von Miller took over that Pro Bowl game and gave us all quality checks, man, and we appreciate his efforts.
Yeah, that's nice. Hey, Shep, we should go to Von Miller's pass rushing camp. You want to go?
Yeah, I mean, is there a signing bonus at the end of that?
You want to get paid? You don't want to go and fight offensive linemen?
Oh, listen, at our age, no disrespect to Travis Kelce and Von Miller, they're close to us, but if they're gonna make us come out there at our age, I want some compensation for that.
What if it's just a tackle dummy?
Oh, well, that's different.
Okay.
Would I want to learn from a mad scientist? Yes, I would.
Okay. Pinky, we could be like Pinky in a brain, Shep.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, JR. What? He's one of the most dominant defensive players in the history of the sport. You can argue both times they have won a Super Bowl, whether it was the Rams or the Broncos, he was the primary chief reason why.
Yeah, I want to see him. I want to see him get another one. I think it'd be so cool just to say, yeah, I got the Buffalo, and I got another one.
They could have. If he was healthy, who knows what would have happened this season?
Well, you're right. They went into the toilet, so there's still time. Let's see if he can do it. Von Miller, number four, top six active NFL players going to the Hall of Fame. Who comes after Von Miller? What's the next number?
Number three.
Dude, do I got to make a point for this dude? It's Aaron Donald, okay? That's it. It's Aaron Donald. There's nothing else for me to say. Three Defensive Player of the Year awards. Some guy named Lawrence Taylor. Another guy, J.J. Watt. Aaron, you want to know the stat for Aaron Donald? The most important stat is every game he picks up somebody who weighs like 330 pounds and throws that guy into another dude who weighs 400 pounds and they both fall over and he hits the quarterback or the running back or he just hit three people at one time. Someone who made a living hitting people, knocking people, tackles out the way to go get the QB. And did it at a ridiculous rate. Single season record this. Michael Strahan, okay? He was on the I Am Athlete podcast, and he left no shadow of a doubt about Aaron Donald and his talent.
Aaron Donald is probably the best interior defensive lineman ever in the history of the game of football.
I told y'all that.
Ever in the history of the game. Howie Long and I sit there and watch that cat? Nobody can touch that dude. Nobody.
Right.
That dude is unbelievable.
Warren Sapp was close.
That dude is unbelievable. Don't insult Aaron Donald.
Let me tell you something. When you talk about one Hall, I know Warren. That Warren Sapp is he can be in his feelings at times. I know he didn't appreciate that. But when you talk about Warren Sapp and go, you're disrespecting Aaron Donald by putting him even in a category of Warren Sapp, or putting Warren Sapp in a category with him is unfair, says a whole hell of a lot. But I'll tell you this. I'm not going to say that I've watched football for the past 100 plus years, but I have never seen someone move other humans around with the ease of Aaron Donald. He ain't fair. I don't know what they fed him in Pennsylvania. That dude ain't fair. I got him number three here on the list. What's the next number?
Number two.
Top six list active NFL players going into the Hall of Fame. It's Aaron Rodgers. He's going. He only has one Super Bowl. Only one. one of the most accurate passers, one of the most dynamic passers, one of the best scramblers, multiple MVPs, multiple pain in the ass awards, and now he's defending people on the Jets. You can't take away from Aaron Rodgers, don't matter how you feel about the dude, one of the best QBs the game has ever seen. And he's been able to pick up a couple more MVPs by hopping on some plant medicine, some plant juice, ayahuasca. And so Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't care if you love him, if you hate him. He's like, hey, you probably need to take some of my plant medicine. And if you don't believe me, look at the results. I got MVPs. Listen to him at one of these conferences.
Yeah, all these bums who want to, you know, come after me online about my experience and stuff, they've never tried it. They're the perfect people for it. We need to get these people taking it. And you know what? It's going to be hard to cancel me because, you know, the previous year, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. We had a good season. Ayahuasca, 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. MVP. What are you going to say?
No, ayahuasca improves performance. Yes. He should have called Sean Payton a bum. That would have been cool. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about active NFL players who are surefire locks to go into Canton, to go into the Hall of Fame. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you the one player in the NFL who, if he quit today, Hall of Fame. Oh, he's definitely going. I'll tell you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first and foremost, I want to say you make my drive because I go to and from the hospital to it every night, and you make my drive amazing. So thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight, top six list. Ahead of the Hall of Fame game, ahead of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony taking place this Saturday in Canton, Ohio, I wanted to give you a list of active NFL players who are definitely, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, going into the Hall of Fame. And in a few seconds, I'm going to share with you number one. But before we do that, let me give you a quick recap if you missed it. And if you did miss it, if you missed the explanations, if you missed some of the other players and coaches who big these players up, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It was from last segment. At number six, I gave you Julio Jones. At number five, I gave you Travis Kelce. At number four, I gave you Von Miller. At number three, I gave you Aaron Donald. At number two, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. Pretty hilarious. Aaron Rodgers says, yeah, I've been able to improve and pick things up and win MVPs in my latter years because of plant medicine. So, hey, it's never too late to take some shrooms or drink a magic potion, and you can get better too. And so Aaron Rodgers at number two. And so that leaves us here. What number is it?
Number one.
Doesn't take a rocket scientist. Number one. The guy who is definitely, without a doubt, going into the Hall of Fame has more Super Bowl victories than Aaron Rodgers. He might end up with more MVPs than Aaron Rodgers. Hell, whatever. It's Patrick Mahomes, okay? He's going to turn 28 in September. Has already won 2 Super Bowls. Already has 2 Super Bowl MVP awards. Already has 2 MVP awards. He just won the Super Bowl MVP and the regular season MVP a few months ago. 11th player to win Super Bowl and league MVP in the same season. The first to do it since that Kurt Warner guy. The sixth man to win league MVP and Super Bowl MVP in the same season. Only the 13th quarterback to win multiple Super Bowls. All of them, except for Mr. Jim Plunkett, have gone into the Hall of Fame. 5 Pro Bowls, All-Pro, Offensive Player of the Year. I can go on. But I'm not. He's great. And you know who else understands that he's great? The guy who has to coach him. Andy Reid. And Andy Reid, just like Bill Belichick said with Tom Brady, yeah, I'm fortunate to have a talented QB leading the way. Listen to Andy Reid wax poetic about Patrick Mahomes.
He strives to be the greatest. I mean, without saying anything, that's the way he works. I mean, he wants to be the greatest player ever. That's what he wants to do. And that's the way he goes about his business. And he does it humbly. You know, I mean, there's no bragging. He could stand up here and give you these stats that are incredible that he's had, but he's never going to do that. That's just not him. And so we appreciate that. And then when it's time for the guys around him to raise their game, he helps them with that. He's one of these great quarterbacks make everybody around him better, including the head coach.
Including the head coach. You're damn right. All these coaches out here, yeah, they don't do anything without the players. They don't. It's facts. I mean, Andy Reid, he can't go out there and coach a garbage can to throw a touchdown. You can't do that. Patrick Mahomes, I got him number one on the list. He might be only 27 years old for right now. He'll be 28 next month. If he quit tomorrow, he'd go into the Hall of Fame without a shadow of a doubt. Now listen, folks, this is a top six list. I understand that there are other players who stand a very good chance and are most definitely going into the Hall of Fame when they call it quits. I wanted to name that the top players here who I think absolutely it's not debatable, flat and period. And so here are some other names, and I'm going to open up the phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Look, Bobby Wagner is going into the Hall of Fame, okay? Does he have or has he had as strong of a career as an Aaron Donald or Von Miller? The answer is no, so he wasn't on the list. But yes, we know Bobby Wagner is going into the damn Hall of Fame. Easy. Justin Tucker, arguably the best kicker that the NFL has ever seen, the most accurate, the most clutch kicker, is definitely going into the Hall of Fame. We know that. I can think about offensive linemen and Zach Martins and Trent Williams of the world, definitely going into the Hall of Fame. And so there are others, but I just think the six that I named here, in regards to their significance to the game, their importance to the teams, and what they've accomplished for their position, no doubt about it. Let me give you a quick recap. Top six active NFL players definitely going in. No argument. Julio Jones at 6. Travis Kelce at 5. Von Miller at 4. Aaron Donald at number 3. Aaron Rodgers at 2. And Patrick Mahomes at numero uno. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And you know what? Mentioning Trent Williams, I heard that the 49ers are trying to figure things out with who's playing behind Purdy. We'll talk about the Niners. I'll get to your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I would happen to be JR. I just shared with you a new top six list. We looked at some of the active NFL players. A top six active NFL players list. Guys who are absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, going to the Hall of Fame. If you missed it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and then you can get all the fancy bells, the whistles, the explanations, the audio and reasoning from coaches and other players. The Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Julio Jones. At number five, I gave you Travis Kelce. At number four, I gave you Von Miller. At number three, I gave you Aaron Donald. Number two, Aaron Rodgers. And number one, I gave you some dude named Patrick Mahomes. There's certainly other gentlemen who happen to be Hall of Fame locks who are still active in the NFL. No debate about it. But I can only fit on six. And so I mentioned some other names. And man, we got Jason Peters, Bobby Wagner, Justin Tucker. And look, there's dudes who've they've made their mark. No debate. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, JR. What's going on, man?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, your list straight up was basically exactly what my list was until you said Julio Jones. I totally forgot about Julio Jones. So I guess you could interchange Justin Tucker, because I had Justin Tucker on there because I forgot Julio Jones was on there. And it was debating him or Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans. But Justin Tucker, I mean, he's unreal. Derrick Henry is probably going to be the last guy to rush for 2,000 yards the way the game's being played now. So, yeah, that's all I have to say for now. But keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Joe, for calling from San Diego. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Akira calling from the Bay. Akira, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? I'm a big fan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's up?
I hate to say it, as a Niner fan, I've been on the wrong side of this guy for many years, but Russell Wilson should definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, I think he'll go. I think when I put together the list, it was real simple. If I had to think about, some of the other players I named, I wouldn't move anybody off this list, especially given the fact that I got Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes. I think the two of them at the QB position just – head and shoulders above Russell Wilson, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Why you sound so damn sad?
I've just been on the wrong side of Russell Wilson my whole life.
So that makes you sad on a random Wednesday night? He's not doing nothing to you now.
Hey, he still beat the Niners somehow last year.
How do you feel about the current quarterback situation? You feeling good?
I feel good. I feel like Brock Purdy really is that dude, though. I mean, I feel like I watched him in preseason, and he looked crisp, and he came out, and he looked great. It's his job to lose.
Yeah. So what's the deal? I hear so much from plenty of people, whether it's fans or media members in the Bay. People are saying Trey Lance looks good, and then other people are saying that he's missing wide receivers. Like, how do you feel about Trey Lance?
I mean, it's a good question. I feel like he's good, but you know, Brock Purdy came out there and he did his thing. Trey Lance can be good. I honestly really hope he comes out in preseason and looks great, and then the Niners move him, because we need some draft picks to keep this team going. And our injury history is not great.
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, Akira, thank you for calling from the Bay, man. Hit me up anytime.
I will. Thank you, JR.
No doubt. Hey, listen, I've heard so much about Trey Lance. I've even heard the ridiculous. Oh, they got to cut him. Oh, they should cut Trey Lance. Oh, get rid of him. I'm like, for what? They just drafted this dude. You just going to cut bait without getting anything back? What did the 49ers become the New York Mets? Like, you know, you don't do this. How about this? Brian Griese. I remember when he used to play. He's the QB coach for the 49ers. And I guess he heard and was asked about everybody talking about Trey Lance, the up, the down. And Brian Griese had a response. This is what he had to say about Trey Lance. Listen.
It goes back to him starting to get healthy. Now being healthy gives him a platform with which to find his natural rhythm, to find his natural motion, and to throw the ball like he did in college. And so I'm really happy that he's at that point where he's healthy enough to do that. And he's now put in work on top of that with his motion to give himself a chance to be more accurate.
Okay. That's what it boils down to. All health. No more broken foot, no more broken ankle. Trey Lance will be ready to go. Probably somewhere else. It's just a matter of when. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you a top six list of active NFL players who are definitely going to the Hall of Fame. Steve is calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, JR. It's great to talk to you. I like your show. It's a good exercise. So I came up with my list, and then there's these six guys that if we have this talk in 5 years from now, these guys would be on the list. But I'm thinking somebody mentioned Henry. I'd say Lamar Jackson.
Steve. I don't want your list. I don't want to also think about 6 years from now. Can we live in 2023?
We can do that.
What are you going to have for dinner 6 years from now?
Yeah, I hear you. So here's the thing. So I like
give me a guy.
I like Tucker, and I also like Cooper Kupp instead of Julio Jones and Von Miller.
Hold on a second. Don't hang up. Hold on. Steve just told me he thinks, and I'm going to ask him, he believes that Cooper Kupp is more of a lock for the Hall of Fame today than Von Miller. Forget whatever he said about Cooper Kupp. He's confusing me. Let's bring him back. Hey, Steve, hello?
Hello.
You're telling me you think that Cooper Kupp has had more of an accomplished career and is more of a Hall of Fame lock than Von Miller.
Yeah. But
okay, well, explain. Well, no, you said yeah. You said yeah, kind of like yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Say it with your chest. Why?
He's a dominant receiver, and he also has had so much adversity and having to come back from injuries and such. I hear what you're saying. I always edge more to offense than defense. Von Miller is a great player. I had Aaron Donald on my list too, but I didn't have Von Miller. But I think Cooper Kupp, and then I also agree with the other caller, Justin Tucker.
No, I don't care about any other callers.
Jared, can I say something quickly?
Not yet, Chef. Okay, no. Yeah. Steve.
Yeah.
Let's think about this. This is a very simple question. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Who has had a better career up right now, Von Miller or Cooper Kupp?
All right, I'll give you that one.
Okay. Now, Shep, say whatever you need to say.
Steve, what I was going to say was I respect the fact that you're sticking your guns and you're going mano a mano to JR, but I to echo JR's point, we can't be prisoners of the moment, right? Cooper Kupp had one great season. That's it. He's had one great season. Von Miller has had at least seven. Like, just look at the facts. Do you know how many times Cooper Kupp has been an All-Pro, one or second, like first or second team in his entire career?
I'm guessing like two or three times.
Okay.
Wait. Why you gotta guess? You guess too high, though.
Yeah. It's one time. Do you know how many All-Pro teams Von Miller has made? Not even to mention the fact that he already had double the Super Bowls that Cooper Kupp has. You know how many times he's been an All-Pro?
I'll give you that.
Seven.
All right.
That's all right. I wanted to say, JR and Steve. Thank you.
You guys convinced me I learned something tonight. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's it, Steve. Well, thank you for calling from Boston.
Okay. You have a good night, guys.
You as well. Thank you. Okay. I was like, they both got Super Bowl MVPs, but what? Like, huh?
Right.
Yo, what? Look, I've watched Von Miller in a couple of these things, and he's out there whooping ass. I could venture to say that Cooper Kupp, man, he shouldn't have necessarily got the Super Bowl MVP that he got.
Right, but JR, if sorry to do this. If we are making a 5-year forward list, there is
no,
one
I don't want to do.
I
don't want to do no 5 years.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. That's the next top six for next Wednesday. I got you.
No, it won't be.
Got
no.
it.
I like being. Hey, look, I don't necessarily like being in 2023, but here I am. You could put me back into 1996, 7 or 8, and I think I'd be just fine. But here I am in 2023. The last thing I want to do is think about the next 5 players after this. Screw that crap. 855-212-4CBS. I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner tomorrow. I don't think about 5 years. 855-212-4CBS. Lou is here from Rochester. What's up, Lou?
Hey, JR. I always enjoy your banter with Chep. Listen, your list, I mean, it's outstanding players that have proven themselves, so it's hard to argue with it. But the actual inductees this year, like Zach Thomas and Joe Klecko, and even Andre Ware to some degree, because I don't know if he was real longevity, he was premier. I don't know.
You want to take Zach Thomas? Zach Thomas, did you see him cry like a baby when he finally got in? Did you see him cry like a baby?
But listen, he was a good player, but I don't know if he was like Hall of Fame worthy. Same with Klecko. He was a pretty good player, but wow, like I can't believe that.
How about we do this, Lou? I'm gonna reach out to them for interviews, and then when I'm talking to them, I'm gonna plug you onto the phone, and you can tell them that, okay?
For sure. Yes.
All right. Hey, don't be a party pooper.
Thanks
for
putting me on the spot.
I'm just being honest.
Well,
I hear you, but I can understand this. I got to go to the break, Lou, so just listen off the air. I can understand Deion Sanders or Michael Irvin or any of these dudes running around saying the Hall of Fame has become the Hall of Good. But from a fan's perspective, like once a guy actually gets in, you know how much I care? I don't. I really don't. Put Joe Klecko in the front entrance. Like, I don't care, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're talking about Hall of Fame locks that are still playing. It ain't Cooper Kupp.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA, with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.